AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's a major ruling for gun rights. Protesters are outside the Supreme Court.
This is an absolute disgrace!
The justices struck down a restrictive New York gun law. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The law requires people to show a particular need for carrying a gun to get a license to have one in public. In a 6-3 ruling, the high court struck down the law dating back to 1913, with Justice Clarence Thomas writing, "The Constitution protects the right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside the home." The court's first major gun decision in more than a decade comes as Congress works on gun legislation after a series of mass shootings. The ruling's ultimately expected to let more people legally carry guns in the nation's biggest cities, as several states have similar laws now likely to be challenged. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says this ruling is reckless and reprehensible.
We do not need people entering our subways, our restaurants, our movie theaters with concealed weapons. We don't need more guns on our streets. We're already dealing with a major gun violence crisis. We don't need to add more fuel to this fire.
The Supreme Court also ruled law enforcement officers can't be sued when they violate the rights of criminal suspects by failing to provide the familiar Miranda warning before questioning them. Jasmine Cazares, the sister of a 9-year-old girl killed in the Uvalde school rampage, tearfully pleaded with Texas lawmakers to pass gun safety legislation and questioned why so many security measures failed. Later today, the House committee investigating the Capitol riot will hear from former Justice Department officials who faced down a relentless pressure campaign from Donald Trump over the 2020 presidential election results. Stocks are higher in the early going on Wall Street. This is AP News. Mortgage rates are higher.
Average long-term mortgage rates went up this week following last week's big jump, the biggest in 35 years. Freddie Mac reports the 30-year rate ticked up to 5.8% this week from last week's 5.7. The average rate on a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage rose to 4.9%. A year ago, the rate was 2.3%. Higher borrowing rates appear to be slowing the housing markets, but home prices kept climbing in May. The national median home price jumped almost 15% in May from a year earlier to $407,600. I'm Rita Foley.
The United States swimming coach Andrea Fuentes knew something was wrong when she saw artistic swimmer Anita Alvarez sink motionless to the bottom of a pool during solo free routine. The fully clothed Fuentes dived in. Alvarez fainted, was given immediate medical attention, and is feeling better. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.